Even with all the miracles, when the truth was told, multitudes walked away. If the Lord Jesus were to come into this world incognito, if he came void of all his miraculous physical deeds, if he came with the Word of God alone, would we recognize him? If by happenstance we met this Christ, would we recognize him? With the world awash in doctrinal delusion, how can we tell who he is? Thanks be to God, for he has not left the truth seekers to the whims of Satan's understudies. A mirrored image of the King of Glory has been left for us to embrace and his light to walk in, and not only a mirrored image, but a Christ to literally walk with us and actively participate in our journey. How beautiful and comforting this truth is. The mirrored image of Jesus Christ is found in the Holy Bible and is in fact the Holy Bible. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus and reads, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Have you found this Jesus? Have you been born again, born a second time? If not, why not today? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Meet this Jesus today and know it. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 19, verses 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." God said, Psalms 18:30, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." Man said, according to Vicar Stenger from the Free Inquiry, "But it is fair to say that there is not a single shred of evidence that demands that we hypothesize that the universe was created, and we can now at least provisionally understand how all we are and all we know could have come about by chance." Now the record. Simply pure chance. This is part 9 in the It Is Just Pure Chance, God Said, Man Said series. Can you trust the Word of God found in the majority text, authorized King James Version of Holy Writ? Is this the place to live your life? Are his promises yea and amen? Of course the answers are yes, yes, and yes. The following paragraphs are taken from the lead feature in this series. Amazing truths authored by God in his Holy Bible, written thousands of years before the world's scientific community began to understand, are proof of the supernatural nature of Holy Writ. Nearly equally as amazing, or should I say they are conversely one and the same, is that Satan for over 6,000 years has harnessed the world's brightest carnal minds to challenge and malign, but they have failed consistently and without exception. Be of good cheer, Christians. Your faith is secure. Carnaldom's abject failure will never turn into success. Truth will remain truth. Another amazing thing to consider is that when confronted with perplexing contradiction to their anti-God positions, they will write it off as coincidence or pure chance without displaying the faintest blush. The absurdity of their position only elucidates the Lord's words in John 3, verses 19 and 20, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." In this feature, we will highlight a short string of issues that befuddle and that are relegated to coincidence, just pure chance. We also will list the God Said, Man Said feature or two after each issue for your perusal. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. Welcome to GodSaidManSaid.com. It's just a coincidence that the Bible said in Genesis chapter 6 that God flooded the entire earth in the days of Noah, and that skeptics shout, "Where's the water?" And that now geologists note that if the earth was round like a ball, water would cover the entire globe by nearly 2 miles high. It's just pure chance that all through the scriptures, God commands against fornication and that man has rejected his instruction, his old, outdated foolishness, and that the following curses haunt the homes of those who live out of wedlock. Number one, marriages which had prior cohabitators, fornicators, were 46% more likely to divorce than marriages of non-cohabitators. Number two, annual rates of depression among cohabitating couples are more than 300% higher than amongst married couples. Number three, women in cohabitating relationships are more than twice as likely to suffer physical and sexual abuse and nine times more likely to be killed by their partner than are women in conventional marriages. Number four, children currently living with a mother and her unmarried partner have significantly more behavior problems and lower academic performance than children of intact families. It's just pure chance that Deuteronomy 23, 12, and 13 reads, "Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad, and thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon. And it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee." And that man said, "Just flush it." And the following paragraph from the June 2000 issue of U.S. News and World Report titled, "The Sickening Sewer Crisis," and it reads, "Each year, an estimated 400,000 American basements experience the backup of raw sewage and municipal sanitary sewers overflow 40,000 times, dumping potential deadly pathogens into our streets, waterways, and beaches. In just 8 months, San Diego reported raw sewage spillage of 34 million gallons, and the small town of Fort Pierce, Florida, reported spillage of 8 million gallons. Guess what follows the sewage? Rats. Big, disease-laden rats. It's just a coincidence that prior to the flood of Noah, man lived 13 times longer than today, and that the dinosaur, whose name was coined in the 1840s, means terrible lizard, and that that creature does something man can't do. It never stops growing. The older, the bigger. Now take the Chinese iguana, which presently grows up to 12 feet long, and for discussion's sake, assume it as man lived 13 times longer and grew at an equal rate. This terrible lizard would be 156 feet long and several stories tall. Biblical names for the dinosaur include dragons, Leviathan, and behemoth. Just a coincidence. It's just pure chance that 1 Corinthians 14:14 states, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." And that neuroscientists studying brain activity while one is speaking in tongues discovered a marked decrease in frontal lobe activity where cognizance functions and reported a significant decrease in ordinary consciousness. Thousands of years before man began to understand, God declared it in his word, just another coincidence. It's just pure chance that the prophet Daniel wrote that one of the signs of the end of this world as we know it is that travel and knowledge would increase. Up until 120 years ago, man's main mode of land travel was the horse, and now man travels in outer space. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." The time of Christ's return is approaching. Just one more coincidence. God said, Psalms 19, 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." God said, Psalms 18:30, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." Man said, according to Victor Stanger from the Free Inquiry, But it is fair to say that there is not a single shred of evidence that demands that we hypothesize that the universe was created, and we can now at least provisionally understand how all we are and all we know could have come about by chance. Now you have the record.